Hello, FHN. Hi, I'm Tom.
And I'm Lewis.
And welcome to the first edition of Goonie Gab, where we will be taking you through recent news in FHN sports and provide an insider report. This week, we will be giving an exclusive review of this year's football season with Francis Hallnorth's very own, Izzy Anderson.
Nice. Nice to be here.
All right, so a quick little recap of the football season so far. The North Knights are 1-5, is that correct? Right, we have a loss to Northwest, very close one. Another very tough loss to Rittner, that ended up very close. A huge win over Zumwalt South, then losses to Holt, Zumwalt West, and a very close loss to Central at the homecoming game. How did you feel about those games so far, Izzy?
I talked to my coach Bevel. Simply, we could be 4-2 right now. Considering the games lost that were close, we could be 4-2, and we would have lost by a deficit altogether. Those close games of 16 points. So it's a matter of that's the little things, you know what I'm saying, like conditioning and things like that that could have played a vital role in that. So.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, I feel like the season has gone by pretty good from all the games being pretty close and we're being in those games.
I mean, I think we've seen a big improvement from last year. We're definitely in the games. I mean, some things just didn't go our way, but.
I feel like, honestly, too, even compared to last year, these games, people want to come to watch, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's played
sure.
A big role. Definitely the Goonies have showed up and showed out because they got everybody hyped and wanting to be involved with football games and things like that.
So how long have you played football, AC?
Ever since I was 5, so shoot.
Too many to count.
Yeah.
Too many years to count. So what positions have you all played? Because I know right now you're coming out of the backfield. Where else have you been?
Well, it's crazy because I started off as a running back and then I transitioned to quarterback, and I went to wide receiver. I really played everything on offense and almost everything on defense. Only thing I've never played in my life was offensive line. even that, I probably could have played back when I was little. But
yeah.
I like the new system and coming out of the backfield for Coach Bevel.
Yeah, for sure. So you started off your career in Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
So what is the competitive atmosphere like in Texas compared to here in Missouri with, like, high school football and stuff?
It's definitely just a bigger scale. So, like, we played games. I'm from Houston, Texas, but as everybody knows, Houston's fourth largest city. So I lived in Cypress, a suburb in Houston. It's just we played at this center called the Berry Center. It's just huge, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
50,000 seats. It's just packed on Fridays. Everybody comes to watch the games. Even if you're not going to that school, everybody goes to watch the games. Student section is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's definitely just a matter of you know what things to take serious. And football is one of those things down there. And honestly, even in, you see it in school, they have a football-based class in the curriculum. You know what I'm saying? So
crazy.
They have a class where you're focused and you're with your team watching film, lifting weights, and things like that. Practices from when you get out of school, really, till 7. Football is just, during football season, there's, honestly, you could not be able to balance everything at all.
Mm-hmm,
compared
for sure.
To, up here, I mean, it's, up here, obviously, football is going to be football, so the skill level and things like that, it just may change a little bit, but I mean, like, it's still competitive regardless of where you go. When I got here, it's a funny story. When I got here, I was like, where's y'all stadium at? But it's definitely, I still love it. And you still get that same rush up here that I got down there.
Yeah. So starting out, you said you've played since you were 5. Were you playing on a club team or like?
Oh, so interesting fact, I was on Friday Night Tykes on Netflix. I play for the Houston Kid Cougars, and it's this league called TYFA, and it's an organization where basically, man, it was serious. I'm talking about parents would be fighting in the stands over their kids, but Just playing. I played in Taifa. It was a cool league to be in. Honestly, it's a lot of NFL players that used to play in that same league. Mm-hmm.
So, speaking about that stadium, so would you like? Was your high school good at football and like?
Oh, so they had a major. My high school has been consistently good, but they had a major like major good major majorly good season. I want to say yes. Really would say, but they had a really good season these past 3 years. They started off last year, especially they started off 6-0, then they had a tough loss, and they ended up going 6-3, and then this year they're at 5-1. So mm-hmm. I'm still keeping track of my team and things team and things like that. But yeah, they're definitely good.
So what are your goals for the season here at Francis Howell North with a little bit left?
So I just talked to my teammate Dontrell Woods about this. Honestly, mm-hmm. Regular season is fine, you know what I'm saying, but everybody gets a seed in the playoffs. So it's a matter of shocking the world, that's what we call it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to go out in the playoffs and just play my heart out.
Just come out firing, right?
Yeah, and definitely just try to shock everybody. Last year we played Liberty in the playoffs, and I think we lost by 2 touchdowns last year. And mm-hmm. I feel like our team has improved really since that time. So I know that once the playoffs come, the adrenaline is gonna come, and we could potentially go further in the playoffs than how we did in the regular season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what has changed coming off of last season into this season, and why we've seen such an improvement, and why? Our team still has that competitive spirit.
It's just definitely the leadership. I felt like I'm not throwing any shade on the leadership last year, but I feel like definitely with our seniors this year and the juniors or last year's sophomores who had to endure that horrible season, you know what I'm saying, losing every game, it's just a matter of, like, We cannot do the same thing everything over and over. Something we're doing inside is wrong. So it's just that accountability aspect of it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so you guys bonded over that, right?
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah, definitely.
Sure. So what is your spirit like on the field now? I know you have the Goonie student section. You said that's helping you out. But what's it like just to be on the field? How do people feel when anybody scores? You guys score. The other team scores.
Oh my! I'm not gonna lie. Even if the other team scores, the Goonies are still involved. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's really funny to hear some of the stuff that they come up with. Being on the field, it's just like it's a different type feeling. Even when we're at Northwest, all the way is Cedar Hill. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We had some Goonies, and every time I made a big run or something, they were hype, and I just looked to the crowd and I just got pumped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just the feeling you get inside. It's just ridiculous. Can't describe it.
Mm-hmm. So, what are your goals going into next season? What are you hoping to accomplish your senior year there?
My senior year, just staying healthy. That's one of the biggest things. Is just like a matter of staying healthy. I really just think I have, out of the 3 games that I've played my junior year, I have a lot of film. I have 6 minutes worth of film, so I'm not really worried about what college I'm going to go to, things like that. It's just a matter of staying healthy and just I really want to have a 2,000-yard season. And that's just in the back of my mind. I have it written on my wall at home. Like, I want to have a 2,000-yard season. I want to have, you know, an all-state type season to set myself apart.
I think you can do it.
Definitely.
So, AZ, we definitely look forward to seeing you back on the field, coming back off of your injury. But that's all the time we have for today. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, AZ, for popping out here.
Thanks for having me.
And be sure to come back next episode for even more updates on your beloved FHN Athletics. See you next time.